bring the court to order, please. Let the record reflect that all members of court are present this morning. Now need to recess our Commissioners' Court and convene a public hearing on our budget and tax rate. Is there anyone that would like to make a comment this morning? Yes, sir.
My name is Bob Holden from Willis. Just a few comments that I know people are well aware of. The budget was not cut sufficiently, as was given the impression to us by the court. To my knowledge, only one commissioner has been able to reduce his budget. The others are all failures. There was actually a budget increase despite the promise. And taxes have increased. There was an increase in taxes. Now, the last hearing we heard someone, apparently from Half Associates, profess that normally roads are $25 to $50 million per mile. Now, the folks here can just Google that and see what a laugh it is, despite who...
Sir, this hearing is about tax rate and budget, not roads.
Well, that's part of our budget. We're going to pay for that road. And we're going to pay far more than we should.
Not in revenue bonds, sir. This is about tax rate and budget.
You know who pays the revenue bonds? We do. And when you borrow money to do something like that, it costs us more than it would had you not done the bond.
That's not the
case. And, sir, Mr. Doyle, I would like to make an offer on your house at the county appraised value. I understand it's for sale.
Well, there's a misunderstanding. That was the lot value, and people know that. They're trying to portray that.
Thank you.
Any other comments?
Jesus, this is so sad.
It is sad. Yes.
So pitiful.
My name is Eric Yalick. I'm from Precinct 3. First of all, I wish that the Commissioner's Court would defer your decision on the budget at least for 2 weeks. We're in the middle of trying to recover from a major disaster, which all of you have been working on. And I really believe this hearing today is inappropriate for that reason. I have a lot of questions about the budget. With respect to account 496, the budget office, first of all, how can you establish a budget for this department without establishing any of the department's goals or purposes first? Why can't you establish a $0 budget for this department and pull its necessary operating funds out of the county auditor's budget by budget amendments later with the Board of Judges' approval? Why does the budget office require 3 employees? Could you please explain why the budget office requires a water cooler? Why does the budget office need $6,718 for travel expense and professional development when it doesn't even have goals or a purpose yet? How could you know that the budget office requires $1,000 for business cards and forms without establishing its purpose? What association dues does the budget office need that doesn't directly overlap with the county auditor's budget? And also, really specifically to the phrase that Commissioner Clark stated, aren't you double-dipping from the county auditor's budget? That's my questions with respect to account 496. Do you want me to stop, or should I continue asking more questions?
Go on.
Okay. Account number 400, county judge. The counties to which we normally compare ourselves are Collin, Fort Bend, Denton, and Williamson. Our county judge earns almost $30,000 more per year in salary than the closest of those counties' judges. The average of those 4 county judges makes $126,000 per year. Our county commissioners earn more than $47,000 per year in salary than the highest of those 4 comparable counties. Meanwhile, our sheriff's deputies in the sheriff's office make less than the average of those 4 counties. Could you explain why the county judge and county commissioner's salaries are so high and why you haven't addressed that problem in this year's budget? Does the county judge department, consisting of 4 people, 2 of whom are secretaries, really need a $2,297 cell phone budget? Could you please explain why we have $500 budgeted for printing when the actual expenditures under that category in that department are zero? Under account number 4011, Civil Service, why is $3,300 budgeted for professional expenses when the last actual expenditure amount was $1,082? And what precisely are the supplies to which you budgeted $1,000? Under account number 402, Risk Management, why do we have $3,000 budgeted more than we've ever actually spent on the Bloodborne Pathogen Compliance Program? What is the capital outlay budget for this department that is precisely the same to the dollar as last year's budget for the same sub-account, capital expenditures? The Risk Management Department head makes $21,000 more than the national average for a Risk Management Director in private industry. Why are we not addressing that overpayment in the budget? There are at least four employees, because I've only seen PDQs for those four, within this department who perform identical functions as risk analysts. Their duties are all identical and basically very vague, just to ensure productive results according to the PDQs. Why do we need four people performing exactly the same function? Have you analyzed the situation numbers to determine if there is a necessity for this overlap of duties? Why can't these functions fall within the HR department as most Fortune 500 companies merge their risk management and HR functions together? With respect to court collections, which is account 404 and actually the related JP departments, by continuing to allow Grave Humphreys to collect JP assessments, the county is losing $755,651 per year at least that could offset the tax rate and tax assessments instead. Why does the Commissioner's Court not step in and unify the four JP courts into the county database computer system and collection system? And also, are you aware that the county has spent in the last 2 years over $130,000 on network problems alone related to net data arising from its use? Would you consider ways to try to save those funds? Account 407, and by the way, I'm not going to go through every department, so account 407, purchasing. The purchasing department head makes $71,998 more than the average purchasing director for a Fortune 500 company. Has he assured the county that we'll have more than that in savings in comparison to his predecessor? What precisely is the $4,500 budgeted for travel expenses for the purchasing department? Has anyone on the Commissioner's Court examined why our county purchasing department has a budget $195,000 more per year than Fort Bend County's, which is a larger county? Account 409, non-departmental. In 2016, the county spent $661,658 in postage, which was $90,000 less than budgeted. Why are we budgeting more than that amount this year, which is $712,000, when the use of postal services is rapidly declining? The Commissioner's Court never voted to approve the Montgomery Central Appraisal District budget. In fact, the motion failed for lack of a quorum. Wouldn't it be helpful to the citizens of this county for you to vote to disapprove that budget? And I would ask that you do that, or in the alternative, vote against our entire budget if the MCAD budget stays within it. You budgeted $100,000 even for professional services, while the last actual expenditure in that category was $42,379. Why are you budgeting that higher amount, and what is it for? There is a $60,000 in association dues, which includes a substantial payment to the Texas Association of Counties, which has lobbied against property tax reform, and specifically Senate Bill 2. Why are we continuing to pay those association dues contrary to the citizens and the resolution which Commissioner Nowak sponsored and which this court passed? we're paying $3,458,000 in retiree health benefits, even though less than 9% of Fortune 500 companies provide for such benefits, and a much lower percentage of all private companies provide them. Have you considered phasing out those benefits, and if not, why not? Account 503, Information Technology. What efforts have you made to determine whether the 30 people in this department have or have not functions that overlap? Why is the software budget, 73,911, more than twice what actual expenditures have been? Why does an IT department need an $86,820 professional services budget when it only spends half that amount actually in actual audited expenditures? With respect to account 50313, which is Information Technology Renewal and Replacement and Related Enterprise Budget, what efforts have you made to price the software competitively, and why is it costing approximately 12 times what the same system costs for every single Fortune 500 company that's listed the cost of its enterprise software? Account 497, County Treasurer. Why does this department have employees whose functions actually not even duplicate or triplicate, but actually duplicate each other by four times, whatever the word for that is? Why does the county treasurer need $3,500 in travel expense? Why does the county treasurer need $750 in association dues? Why is the supplies budget for the county treasurer more than the actual expenditures have ever been? Account 4995, Tax Assessor Collector Economic Development. Why are we paying $3,000 for economic development through the tax collector's budget? Traditionally, that's been a payment to a chamber of commerce for a program sponsorship. Why would the government ever pay for such an expenditure? Account 665, Extension Office. The Extension Office has 11 employees. Has the Commissioner's Court examined what the functions are of those employees and whether there are too many? Account 509, Building Custodial Services. During the week of the budget workshop, this department head made clear that she didn't believe her department could afford to reduce services at all for fear of public health hazards. But immediately after the workshops ended, she actually reduced services throughout the county. And by the way, the reason I know that is I did get an email from my friend Marie Moore. Has the Commissioner's Court examined whether the taxpayers could therefore receive a substantial salary reduction in this department? The director of this department receives a salary of $107,962, which is $42,961.43 above the national average for this position. Why is the Commissioner's Court paying such a high salary for this position? In fact, there's an article in the New York Times this morning specifically about that issue. Why are janitor supplies budgeted more than $20,000 higher than actual expenditures? Why are we paying $52,400 for professional services in this department? What sort of association does a janitorial department need to be paying dues as budgeted? And has the Commissioner's Court examined why we're paying almost twice for janitorial services than comparable counties, including all four of Collin, Denton, Fort Bend, and Williamson? Account 510, Building Maintenance Services. This department has more nepotism than any other department in this county. Has the Commissioner's Court as a whole taken a hard look at specifically what the job duties are of Angela Ford, Bill Metter, Craig Case, and the Wright family? Since Mr. Case works as a welder directly for his father, why have you assigned his salary to the county engineer's department instead? In fact, his business card says he works for building maintenance. Account 513, Civic Center. The Civic Center, when it was originally forecast before it was built, showed that it would support itself economically, but it never had. In fact, we're losing $450,000 per year on the Civic Center. Has the court ever considered either shutting it down or allowing a private company to operate it instead? Memorial Library, account 6511. Since the usage of the library has gone down dramatically, why has the budget of this department steadily gone up? Why does it have staffing that actually increased to 120 FTEs and 19 part-time employees? And why does a library require $15,499 for travel expense? Account 661. Y'all know that I love history, but we have a historical commission, and my question is, why could our historical commission not be self-sufficient from charitable donations, and why is the commissioner's court not putting it on a timeline to get it there? Account 612 to 615, which are the four county commissioner budgets. Why was the commissioner of Precinct 4 able to reduce his budget when no other commissioner did so? And finally, account 6291, airport maintenance. Why does the county continue to subsidize this airport at all? Why can we not use some of the land at the airport to store materials and debris from the flood, as, by the way, they've used Intercontinental Airport in the past? Why can we not privatize the airport entirely by leasing the operation out? And finally, why can't we insist that it break even immediately? Those are my questions about the budget.
Do you also have any comments?
Commissioners, I had very little sleep last night, but I came today to tell you. About a month ago, somebody told me that this budget would be put out just a couple of days before Labor Day weekend, and they would come back Tuesday and vote on it. Eric Yolick was right. That's exactly what's happened. I just find it despicable, and I find it deceitful, and the deception is why I, as a taxpayer, many people have such a disdain for government. We are in the midst of the worst tragedy, disaster in U.S. history in this area right here. And I have a conundrum this weekend. Should I go help my friends and my family? Or do I go through this 365-page budget to see what's going on? I just think it's horrible that y'all have done this. And I'm here this morning when I could be out helping other people. I think y'all should put this off like Eric has suggested for 2 weeks. Very few people, I understand, very few people are weird like us or going to go through a budget. But there are some people that actually do care how our taxpayer money is spent. And bringing this before y'all and voting on it today, I just find it very deceitful to do that amongst the Montgomery County taxpayers.
Any other comments? Okay. We'll now close our public hearing and reconvene Commissioner's Court. Commissioners, we need to consider, discuss, and adopt the budget for fiscal year ending September 30th, 2018.
J.D., can you address the court on when this budget has to be adopted? What is the timeline?
Phyllis?
Before October 1st. Mm-hmm. It has to be in accordance with a published meeting, and you're following the calendar that's been proposed since March.
Okay.
We're hitting all the deadlines and requirements that are set out in
the
statute.
The one date that we did miss was on August 30th. We were going to file the proposed budget, and we did that the next day. County offices were closed, and so we didn't have it online yet or filed with the county clerk. But we still are complying with the statute, which says it has to be done within 10 days of this hearing.
Okay.
Judge, knowing that there seems to be, that there is interest by some members of the community to have us defer this decision maybe a couple of weeks to give people more time, is there any interest on the court in doing so?
Is there even a possibility to do that?
So we filed our proposed budget August 31st. And they have to meet to adopt the tax rate within 10 days. So they can't postpone 2 weeks. That would be too long.
Have a special meeting in order
for this week. That's the longest you could do.
The when?
Later this week.
You could do it later this week.
I can tell you.
No, we need to go ahead and get this done.
I got the budget, when we came in, and everybody knows what's been going on. I haven't had a chance to I opened up
through the budget workshops, Commissioner, every single day.
I understand.
You know what's in the budget.
I don't know that's going to change anything. I'm just saying that.
You want to come back later in the week? Is that what you're suggesting?
I mean, how many days? I mean, here's the deal. If we had a couple of weeks to work on this.
We don't. She just said you don't.
But we don't. How many calendar days do we have that we could?
Jesus.
This has been a several month long process. We've been through the budget workshops. We've done everything we've done. We do have deadlines. Who knows what's going to happen in 10 days or whatever it is. I just soon go ahead and vote on our budget today. It's like we've had scheduled for a month, I guess.
Well, I don't want to postpone. If there's nothing going to come out of this, I don't want to say let's postpone for 3 or 4 days and then nothing take place. But, you know, this, I heard some valid concerns. You know, I know that in years past, we've budgeted for items, and it's always been returned back. But still, it doesn't look good when we budget $100,000 for something and we've been spending $20,000. So, but if it's not going to change anything, I don't see the... What'd you come up with, Amy? Are you still working?
I'm working on that.
Okay.
Well... You should have brought that up during the budget workshop, though, Commissioner. I mean, if that's when that's the time to bring that kind of stuff up.
That's true.
The concern that we didn't have any time to review it?
Review what?
I should have brought that up. I didn't know about the storm then, Charlie. I'm not telling you that.
No, if you're saying somebody budgeted $100,000 and they only spent $20,000, you should have brought that up during the budget hearing.
Yeah.
If you was concerned about it.
Yeah.
I mean, the budget's been out there for how long?
A month.
Yeah, we've had it look at since our budget workshops, which were when? Phyllis, do you remember the dates?
Last week in July.
Sorry, it was the last week in July.
All right, so we've got an item on here on the agenda now. You have a date?
There's
a possibility.
It looks like you could, if you wanted to defer it all the way to the 10th, which I think is Sunday, but if you could have, if you wanted, you got to get the notice out, of course. You could do it Friday or Saturday or Sunday, statutory.
Of this week?
Of this week.
Based upon when the proposed budget was filed.
The proposed budget was filed on the 31st, I believe, and you've got to have the hearing within 10 days.
Well, I don't want to defer the budget just to be deferring it. If we're going to do something to correct some of these issues that have been raised, then I'm for it. But I'm not just in favor of postponing.
Well, and there's specific questions that may have very valid answers. There's a list of them that he ran through pretty quickly there that I'd have to go back and do a little research on. But it was assumed that most of that was covered during the budget workshop.
That, like Commissioner Riley said, that was the budget workshop. That's what we did. I mean, you don't go back after you've already done it and start making changes in the budget.
What's that do to you, Phyllis, if we went back and changed a lot of stuff? What's that do to you?
We would go change the document before you to reflect those changes.
Do you have time to do that?
I would have to look at that calendar again.
No, it's not necessary.
I guess
it's already done.
The concern would be that since citizens did not comment during the budget workshop, we're not incorporating the citizens' comments into the budget, or at least giving it consideration. Correct?
I mean, well, part of the concern is the adoption of the budget, the way it's been done and have traditionally been done, has been done with the setting of the tax rate, and there are different deadlines for setting of the tax rate. I believe tax rate must be set by the end of this month, isn't that correct? So when you are backing everything back from the drop-dead date, September 30th, for setting of the tax rate, that's why we've had, and the filing of the proposed budget, that's why it's fallen within here. Statute says that
that you have your hearing on the 10 days after the proposed budget, and that you shall act on the proposed budget at the hearing. It doesn't say you have to adopt the proposed budget, but you have to act on the proposed budget. However, if I think to raise the issue that you asked Ms. Martin, if she were to redo it, file a new proposed budget, you've got to allow for 10 days for another hearing at that point, and you have to get it in before setting up the tax rate by September 30th.
Yeah. Right. Like I said, I don't want a token 5 days just to say we've got to review the budget and nobody do anything. I guess my question is, if we move forward to adopt the budget, is there a way that we could, you know, let the citizens know that we're going to go back and look at these items and come back with a possible budget revision 30 days from now, a plausible time to address some of the concerns?
30 days, come back and change the budget.
No, no, no. Adopt the budget right now like we've got it. But to assure the citizens, we're going to go and look at some of these items that have been raised today, and if we can make those cuts, come back and do a budget revision.
Budget amendments.
A budget amendment. Because I'm not for just doing it, you know, just because.
So one of the other,
I want this to mean something.
One of the other challenges, the final hearing must be held no earlier than 3 days and no later than 14 days after the second public hearing. So we're trying to get all of these within
dates
the time
to comply.
Within the time frame. Which
so are
is
we
why
are we bumping on getting outside of that compliance if we move the date further than today?
It's close.
Yes.
I don't remember when the first hearing was.
We're talking about items here that, you know, I don't know what the total dollar amount is and the percentage of our budget, but a very small percentage of that overall budget. Some of those adjustments might be made later, but that's a very small percentage of the total budget that we're talking about.
I agree, but I mean, I still think that
we addressed all those issues last week of July, every department.
Could Phyllis, if we wanted to, can we make changes today that you can incorporate? Can we adopt the budget? Let's say we withhold the $287,380 for the funding of the budget office. Could we do that, and then as we move forward with the creation of the budget office, we can do a budget amendment for that later? That seems to be one of the main concerns. Could we adopt the budget today minus the $287,380?
So effectively what we would do if you wanted to do that is zero out the entire budget office, which you said you wanted to create the last week of July.
We still
and
I
put
still
that $287,000 in contingency.
And then we'll just do a budget amendment as we build that office later in the year.
The budget is the budget that
what
we've
does
proposed.
That do?
Budget only for, you just took $247,000 for the budget part and put it in contingency. What have you done?
What does it do?
Yeah, I mean, it's still the budget, still the same.
It's not anything.
I understand that. I'm just.
I make a motion. We move forward
with
our agenda.
Where are we at here?
We're on item number four.
Consider so the budget that is proposed.
And adopt the budget for fiscal year ending September 30th, 2018. That proposed budget. It's 320. What is the number, Phyllis?
328,524,551. So a little bit in excess of 328.5 million.
Which is a decrease of $19,390,136 from last year.
From last year's
yes,
budget.
Yes, sir, that's correct.
It's a 5.5% decrease from last year's budget.
It does have a contingency balance a little bit in excess of $1 million. And there are some changes to the actual document itself from prior years. So, Commissioner Nowak, I know in the past you've expressed frustration with the fact that all of the cost centers associated to Precinct 3 weren't together.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to see it all. And while we couldn't change that because you have different functions with those cost centers, what we did do was incorporated a table of contents. So it would be easier to find which pages are associated with the operations. And so all of you have more than one cost center. So if you would only look at just your base cost center of Commissioner Precinct 3, it wouldn't match the cost centers of the other three commissioners. But if you would add them all up and total them, they do all equal.
And that's what I was going to point out, that all four commissioners' budgets are the same, and they all decreased from last year by the same amount in percentage. So
correct.
Every commissioner up here cut their budget,
correct.
All of us.
Correct.
So you'll see that change in the actual budget document. You'll also see we've incorporated some charts. So if you look at the beginning of the section for revenues or the beginning of the section for expenditures, we've incorporated some charts to help give some graphical demonstrations of, in the big picture, where the revenues come from and where the expenditures go. So those should also be some tools to help the public with reviewing the budget at more of a macro level instead of in the minutia.
So, Commissioner, is your motion to approve the $328,554,551 budget?
Yeah, what we did at budget time, the budget that we have set right now, and move. I mean, if they want to make a motion to delay or change or whatever, make your motion.
I don't want to make a motion to delay without any kind of action. I don't want to just do it just to be doing it. I mean, I would rather adopt today's budget with the promise to the public that we will look at some of these items and come back and do a budget revision, which we certainly can. And I just, the questions that have been raised here today, I understand some of this should have been raised in budget hearing, but, you know, and there may be a reason that somebody needs $50,000 instead of $25,000 that we don't know. We can't just arbitrarily strike all of that without taking a look at it. I would be in favor of adopting the budget with the promise within 30 days that we'd look at these items hard and come back and do a possible revision to some of these items that have been.
So what we're going to have to do is get every department head or every other elected official here to come in here again, like they did in the workshop.
Well, I mean, if you want to make
that what you're saying doing,
and if you want to review it, Commissioner,
what are you
going to
do
that?
Huh?
If you want to do that, you go ahead and do it. I don't think we need to do it as a court. Personally, I don't. We've already done it.
Okay.
So we have a motion.
Second.
Any other questions or comments? All in favor of approving this budget?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Nay.
Commissioner?
I believe that as a court, in 1 year, we lowered the tax rate a penny. We put forth a 20% homestead exemption, and we lowered the county budget by 5.5%, which is a decrease in spending of $19,390,136. I would like to see us over the next year review custodial to see if that service may be better performed by an outside agency versus inside. I would like for us to take a hard look at several of our departments and how we can better manage and better allocate funding to those departments throughout the year. But I am going to vote to approve the budget as we've recommended.
Commissioner, we certainly can do that. I think we do that every year. I think we proved that this year by just the things that you stated. Some of the information we heard today, commissioners' budgets weren't cut. That's not correct. Some of this other information, we may need to do some investigation. May not. There probably is a good answer for.
We're working on retiree health care benefits. I have BD and risk management working on that. I know we're working hard to get the airport to a point to where it is self-sustaining.
I'll make a point about that airport. If that airport were not there, it was the only airport regionally that was in operation during this event. There were several military units based at that airport. Without that airport, we would have been in dire need for other services and no way to get to them.
And when did we last meet about the budget? The other issue is I would have been more than willing to meet and talk with anybody about these issues. They weren't raised to me until today, and I'm
okay. So that's an aye. So it's 4-1. Budget passes. Item number 5, tax assessor collector, Ms. McCray.
Good morning.
Okay.
We are here to consider, under 5A, consider, adopt, and set by order resolution the 2017 ad valorem tax rate for maintenance and operations. And in our budget workshops and at the end of those budget workshops, the proposed M&O rate was 0.3923 cents per $100 valuation. So we would need to set that
3926?
.3923 for maintenance and operations.
Need a motion on the M&O budget.
Need a motion and vote.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries.
Item 5B, consider, adopt, and set by order resolution the 2017 ad valorem tax rate for debt service. The debt service calculated rate is 0.0744 cents per $100 valuation.
Move.
Second.
Any questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries.
Okay. Item 5C, consider, adopt, and approve an order resolution allocating the 2017 ad valorem tax rate, adopted tax rate, including general fund, road and bridge, and debt service fund. The allocation is between the M&O, breaking it down for general fund, 0.3437 cents per $100 valuation, 0.0486 per $100 valuation for road and bridge, and 0.0744 cents per $100 valuation for debt service.
Move.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Tim.
Judge, last thing I want to say is I think it would be highly hypocritical for me to vote against the budget when I wanted to see us come in at 5% lower. We came in at 5.5% lower. Can we do better? Absolutely. I'm willing to work with the public to sit down, get more feedback how we can better manage a process going forward. But I feel like that we collectively put forth a budget that is lower by 5.5%. I think it's right.
I agree. I mean, last year we lowered the tax rate by one penny. This year we lowered the budget by 5.5%. We offered a 20% homestead exemption. We put 53 new law enforcement personnel on the street. We funded our retirement plan at 89%, put $15 million into a capital fund, and have a strong fund balance that helps us to maintain that AAA credit rating. That is a strong budget, Commissioners. Are there details in there that could be tweaked? Of course, and that's the things that we do during every year. I think we should probably do next year.
Sure. You can't do a perfect budget.
And no one's ever going to be happy with any budget that we approve, but that's some pretty strong statements right there. There's a lot of positive that's come out of this budget this year. And the fact that we've reduced it, we did the homestead exemption, all the items that I just recognized. So, Commissioners, I think this is a good budget, and I appreciate the effort everyone put forth on it. So, unless there are any other questions or comments, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We're adjourned.